Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Crossroads Repertory Theater at Indiana State University in Terre Haute invites us to an intimate visit with the ladies of Truvy's Beauty Shop in Chincopin, Louisiana, circa 1983. Rinse and set, permanent waves, manicures, and conversation are the order of the day for the town's movers and shakers. There's the shop's owner and guiding spirit, Truvy, who stoutly maintains that there's no such thing as natural beauty. Shelby, the bride-to-be in a long-running battle with her mother, Malin, and with type 1 diabetes. Clary, who misses her husband, the mayor, and being the mayor's wife. She's the one who repeats the age-old formula, "If you don't have anything good to say about someone, come sit next to me." NL is a new worker in the beauty shop, a member of the community with a bit of the past. At the beginning of the play, she's married, but husband, car, and clothing are all missing. And then there's Weezer, the community curmudgeon, and tomboy old lady, when she arrives with a sack of tomatoes that neither she nor anyone else wants. Weezer stoutly maintains that old ladies like her are supposed to be digging in the dirt. The men are either long gone or absent. I did briefly patronize a beauty shop with a wash, cut, and advice on blow-drying, but I quickly retreated to a more traditional barber shop, so I can't speak from any inside information. But everybody at Truvy's seemed to be fully occupied with their various tasks and treatments. The gossip, the humor, the insights into their more than examined life flows in this production directed by Lauren Morris. The placement of the show in the Dreiser Auditorium instead of the new theater actually is an advantage. The audience felt more together and the focus was more on the stage than on the show itself. Steel Magnolias is a tragic comedy. It was Robert Harling's first play it was inspired by and a celebration of the life and death of his own sister to the disease that kills the play's Shelby. It's also a celebration of the lives of the women that Harling grew up with. I thoroughly enjoyed getting to know these women again. They're a very charming bunch with lots of angles, depths, stories. The repartee is fast-paced and frequently very funny. At the same time, there's a bit of an edge because early on, the severity of Shelby's condition is dramatized. And later, when she announces to her mother that despite the doctor's warnings she's pregnant, we share the mother's shock, dismay, and anger. There are some social insights from the 80s in the play. Apparently, track lighting and some names have come to be connected with gay culture in a humorous way. Clary's nephew comes out. She's surprised but warmly supportive, and the general group seems to have a feeling of live and let live. And Elle's enthusiasm for Christianity gets a bit of a criticism, as the spectrum from Baptist to Presbyterian is considered, but also there's a gentle feeling and a feeling of laissez-faire. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's production is a strong one. I never doubted for even a second that scenic designer Eric Barker's beauty shop wasn't the real functioning thing. Michelle Souza's costumes from trousers to dresses, from a bed jacket for Shelby to those gardening knee pads for Weezer supported the stories. Truvy played with authority by Eileen Ernest, and Annelle just seemed to be a couple of old pros totally comfortable with their work and the customers that they're working with. Until she gets loose on decorating, Emily Wirkus's Annelle is a little hesitant, but she gradually comes to be a very confident and even challenging member of the group. Julie Dixon as Clary makes a very sympathetic figure as a woman seeking a new role following the death of her husband. Susan Montes-Bologna couldn't be more perfect as the critical crusty Weezer. Joe Garcia-Rieger makes a wonderfully touching and involving figure as the doomed Shelby. And Carolyn Conover as her mother, overcome with grief but working so hard to ignore or to rise above it, is a passionate piece of potently moving theater. There are more chances to see the Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of Steel Magnolias in the Dreiser Theater. They're on June 28th and 29th, and then July 18th, 21st, and 26th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.